There's new legislation on Marcellus Shale gas drilling in West Virginia. But the new laws aren't appeasing some interest groups who want more regulations. West Virginia Public Broadcasting's Ben Aduccio reports.
One group that's been particularly critical of the legislation is the Surface Owners' Rights Organization. According to the Horizontal Well Act that passed during special session, there must be 625 feet between well sites and residences. Julie Archer is the project manager with the West Virginia Surface Owners' Rights Organization. She says that's just not enough space.
We wanted it to be a minimum of 1,000 feet. And I guess, you know, any of the distances that were proposed were, like, somewhat arbitrary. But, I mean, we know people whose homes are 655 feet away from well sites, and they can't even sleep in their homes at night because of the noise and the light.
Archer says she's hoping the legislature will look into the issues again during the legislative session, but she admits she's not certain that that will happen.
To be honest, I don't have high expectations that's going to happen.
Another issue Archer's organization is looking into is the distance from well sites to water wells. Under the new law, the buffer zone must be 250 feet. Archer says that's another case of not having enough room.
If you consider the fact that probably one of the biggest threats from the drilling to people's water wells is spills on the surface, then how close these operations are to people's water wells, makes a difference. And 250 feet is just way too close.
Archer says there needs to be more incentives for drilling companies to work with surface owners before drilling begins. Under the new law, the surface owner must receive notice before survey crews come in to look at the land.
We do appreciate, that surface owners are getting more notice, that they're going to get, a pre-survey notice, that if the permits are issued, they're also going to get a notice before, the bulldozers actually come onto their land and they start, constructing the well sites and so forth. But, again, what we really wanted is incentives for them to negotiate with the surface owners, and the bill is really lacking in that respect.
For the Allegheny Front, I'm Ben Aduccio.
And please join us next week when the Allegheny Front's shale reporter Reed Frazier takes us back to West Virginia. He visits a county where up to 70% of landowners do not own the rights to the minerals below their land. That's next week on the Allegheny Front.